Hello?
Is this Don French?
This is Don French.
Don, listen, my name is Roy Mercer. Listen, I don't know whether you're aware of it or not, but your car was involved in a hit-and-run accident about a week ago today.
Is that right?
Having a hell of a time rounding you up and running you down there.
I know.
Was that your car?
It sure as hell was.
Well, by God, that's my mattress on the back of that truck that you run over.
Yeah, I know it was.
No, you don't neither. You're getting ready to find out it was.
Well, you just let me know about it, buddy.
I'm letting you know about it right now.
Well, that's good.
You didn't even stop.
Hell no.
You runned over my box springs and ruined it.
I sure did.
How come you didn't stop? Couldn't
well,
you see it?
I was
ready to whoop your ass when I called, and I'm even more ready to whoop it now.
Oh, I know you are.
You about half a smart ass, ain't you?
Yeah. Come out and buy my lunch and you can do it.
I ain't gonna buy nothing. I'm getting ready to give you about a country ass whooping is what's getting ready to happen.
Well, that's what I need.
Well, I guarantee you need it. Didn't you see that mattress and box springs blowed off that truck?
I sure did see the mattress and springs right off that truck.
Well, it looked like a big old fancy car like that wouldn't have trouble stopping.
No, that's right.
Listen.
What?
That's a heavy-duty box spring. That's a custom-made set of box springs we had made up in Joplin. It ain't funny.
Well,
it cost me about $500 about 6 years ago.
Well,
it probably more now.
No, they were brand new.
No, they wasn't.
Goofy.
No, it didn't have Goofy on it. It was little angels.
It was.
Yeah. Little cherubs on it.
I understand.
We had it made down there. Listen, my wife ain't had no place to sleep for about a week.
My God, that's tough.
She'd been on a pallet.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with that.
What do you mean ain't nothing wrong with it? She can't sleep on nothing but them special box springs.
Well,
listen, how long's it been since you had your ass whooped?
Oh, a long time.
Well, you got about 15 minutes. It's getting ready to happen again.
Okay, come on out.
Well, I'll be there here in about 15 minutes. How'd I get where you're at?
You look it up in the phone book.
And by God, I will.
Okay.
All right.
You
going to be there?
Oh, hell yeah.
Are you going to be the shortest one there?
That's right.
Well, then I should be able to have me a hard time finding you.
I wouldn't think so, honey.
By God, you're just getting ready to get it laid on you, up one side and down the other.
You're the goofiest bastard. You might fool Todd. You don't fool me.
Fool who?
Fool who you're...
Listen, I don't take no sassing out of some smart-ass Mercedes-driving feller.
I know you don't.
I don't.
You make sandwiches and make a lot of money. And send them gals all over town.
Sandwiches?
You're not f***ing dandy. You might fool that old lady. You don't fool me.
I don't know who you think you're talking to. But it obviously ain't who you think.
No, it obviously is. I know who in the hell you don't me at all.
It's Roy Damn Mercer.
Yeah, I know it's Roy Damn Mercer. That the guy hardens. That's old Roy. I know Roy.
I beg your pardon? Listen, you better get your laughing over with, because I'm getting ready to come down there in about 15 minutes and whoop your smart ass. I'll be down there.
Okay, baby.
All right.
You got it.
All right. I'll be down there.
Listen, get on, honey.
I'm coming on. I'll be on my way.
All right.
All right.
You're right. Have a nice day.
I ain't
going
to have a nice day, and you ain't going to have one when I get down there and whoop your smart ass. Your bad driving smart ass.
I know it. I'll see you at the ball game tonight.
No, I ain't going to see me at no ball game. You ain't going to see nothing for about a week and a half after your eyes get swelled up.
Okay. You got it, baby.
No, I ain't got it. She's sleeping on a pallet and there ain't no box spring down here.
Well, you're too old to get it anyway. You like me. You ain't missing nothing.
God, you're a feisty old...
My God.
Jesus.
Listen here. Well, I got news for you, Don. This ain't Roy Harden. It's Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
By God.
I hope you take this conversation.
It'd be
on the 5 o'clock news.
I have to tell you, Don, you have just set the new world cursing record on our radio station.
Yes, you have.